Fellowship Church's devotional podcast, devoted to bringing you some spiritual truth to consider every day, Monday through Friday. Well, first, before we get into the devotion, I'd like to make a request of you, conducting an informal survey. I'm just curious how many people are listening to these podcasts that we're doing. So if you are listening and you wouldn't mind doing me a favor, would you shoot me an email, jordanterrell@bfcsebring.com, and just let me know, hey, I'm listening to Let's Talk. Or if you've got my number, you can shoot me a text, or just come grab me on a Sunday or Wednesday and say, hey, I heard you. We listen to Let's Talk. That would be very helpful to me, and thank you. Now onto the podcast. We finished up Galatians, so I'm just going to be doing topics for a while. And this came out of a conversation I had with a good friend of mine recently. Our passage for today is going to be 1 Corinthians chapter 9, starting in verse 29 and going to the end of the chapter, which says, do you not know that in a race all the runners run, but only one receives the prize? So run that you may obtain it. Every athlete exercises self-control in all things. They do it to receive a perishable wreath, but we an imperishable. So do not run aimlessly. Do not box as one beating the air, but I discipline my body and keep it under control, lest after preaching to others, I myself should be disqualified. I've recently become obsessed with F1 racing. Been following it pretty well all this year's season. I'm not entirely sure what it came out of, but it's become pretty complete, and I'm following it along. And I was wondering recently, why did this come out of nowhere? I've never watched racing, and then this year I've been watching a tremendous amount of F1 content. And I think there's a few reasons. One is just the storylines that are going on between the different drivers and teams. But another big piece is this. This is the pinnacle of motorsport, and the 20 guys who are currently driving for F1 are all focused on one thing, winning, doing the best that they possibly can. And the lengths to which they go to be the best are unbelievable. There's a fascinating story back in the 2016 season. You had two drivers, Nico Rosberg and Lewis Hamilton, who were competing for the world championship every year. And at the end of the 2015 racing season, Nico Rosberg said, I am going to put everything I can into this next season to beat my rival and become the world champion. And he did. To the lengths to which he changed the color of his helmet, because the paint of certain colors is so many grams lighter than other paint colors. He changed his favorite way of doing cardio because his leg muscles were too heavy. And he did a different kind of cardio so that he lost grams in his weight, because every gram over the course of a race means thousandths, hundredths, tenths of a second off. And the difference between first and second place can be as small as thousandths of a second off the pace of the winner. And he was married, and he said to his wife, this is what my next year is going to be about. I'm putting everything on the line. He did. He won. And then he said, I'm not doing that again. And he quit, and he walked away from racing after that season, and it hasn't raced since. The lengths to which people will give themselves to become number one in the world is unbelievable. There's a concept in video games. I doubt many of our listeners are playing much video games, but by way of analogy, there's a concept in video games called min-maxing. Minimizing, maximizing. Min-maxing. Especially in games where you're creating a character and trying to improve your character as well as you can, you are going to min-max or tweak the smallest details to become as optimized, as strong, as effective a character as you can in this game. I'm going to focus on the pinnacle of the things that I need to focus on, and anything that isn't helping me in that, I'm getting rid of entirely. As believers, we are so averse, most of us, to this mindset. So often we are talking about, okay, what do I need to do? How much Bible should I read? What things should I get rid of? You know, I probably need to be doing better in this area, which is the opposite of the way that Paul talks about here in 1 Corinthians 9. And Paul uses a bunch of athletic analogies in the way that he follows after Christ. Philippians 3, 12 through 14. Not that I've already obtained this, or I'm already perfect, but I press on to make it my own, because Christ Jesus has made me his own. Brothers, I do not consider that I have made it my own, but one thing I do, forgetting what is behind and straining towards what is ahead, I press on for the goal of the prize of the upward call in Christ Jesus. Or the last letter that he writes, 2 Timothy chapter 4, I have fought the good fight. I have finished the race. I have kept the faith. Henceforth, there is laid up for me the crown of righteousness, which the Lord, the righteous judge, will award to me on that day. And not only to me, but also to all who have loved his appearing. And in this passage that we read at the very beginning, Paul is talking about this. The greatest athletes, the ones who win the prize, they put it all on the line. All other considerations are laid aside, not for no reason, not because they feel obligated to do so, or I should probably do this. They want the prize. And Paul says, I want the prize. I want the imperishable wreath. I don't want to be disqualified after running the race that I've run and preaching to others. I want to pursue with one holy, white-hot passion the goal of winning the race. And what is the prize? The prize is the upward call of Christ Jesus. It is to know God. It is to experience the fullest life with God that we can possibly imagine, to see as much of God working in and through our lives as we can fathom. The thief comes to steal and kill and destroy, but I have come that you may have life and have it more abundantly. Right? Psalm 16:11. You make known the paths of life. In your presence there is fullness of joy. Your right hand are pleasures forevermore. We are seeking the prize. We are seeking to know and be known by God more and more each and every day. Why do we seem to limp in our Christian life, seeking to do the minimum amount? I'm growing tired of these expressions of, you know, you can be a Christian without going to church, or, you know, you can be a Christian and do that, you can be a Christian and do that. Why are we making the bar so low? Why are we content to be in the race, rolling around in 20th place in the F1 circuit, when we should be straining after the upward prize, the greatest that we can? Because how much more valuable and meaningful is seeing God at work, seeing the glory and beauty and majesty and awe of God in our lives? Can we keep that min-max mindset in the way that we follow after God? And if we do, not as a means to earn God's favor, not as a means to impress anybody, but for the prize of knowing more of God, of seeing more of God, experiencing more of God, and one day when we see him face to face, having a crown that we can glorify God because of the race that we ran on earth. Lord, we do pray that you would help us to have this mindset, God, of giving our all, not to impress you, not to impress others, but to know you and to be known by you and to see you at work in our lives. God, you call us to this kind of life. Paul models this here. May we not beat the air, but may we run the race to see you at work in our lives, to pursue the prize that matters way more than being the best driver in the world, way more than winning a video game, but that we might know and be known by you for your glory and our good. We ask this in Jesus' name. Amen. Thank you for tuning in to another edition of Let's Talk. Church family, you are loved. Have a blessed day.